If you wander outside in Singapore without a face mask, it could cost you a little more than $200, and that's for a first offense. Singapore's government made that announcement Tuesday with immediate effect. It was only about a week and a half ago that Singapore's government stopped discouraging people from wearing face masks. At that time, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong cited evidence that an infected person can show no symptoms and yet still pass on the virus to others. The government immediately took steps to provide each Singapore resident with a reusable mask. There are only a couple of exemptions to the new mandatory use of masks outside. Children under the age of 2 don't need one, nor do those engaging in strenuous exercise, although runners are advised to put them back on when they resume a normal pace. The new rules will be in place until at least May 4th, along with a series of other restrictions the government is calling circuit breakers to break a new cycle of COVID-19 cases. Another adjustment was announced Tuesday. The list of workers in Singapore who are considered essential is getting a fresh look just over a week after it was last trimmed. A government minister says about 20% of the workforce still qualify as essential workers, including those cutting hair and serving coffee. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.